Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
And now Brindley's got it. Del Bell Blues driving the net. He'll drop off. It's Sposal, left circle. Sposal fires, and that one loose below the goal line. Oh, no. Oh, no. The puck didn't go in, and the fans are throwing the teddy bears early.
No. They keep throwing them.
Oh, no.
I have not seen that before. You kind of have to wait for
What do you do now?
Yeah. What do you do now? That's the Monsters having a premature release of the teddy bears on Sunday. And, oh, the Amerks, of course, went on to win the game 3-2. So that
means they got a goal, but like, yes.
Cleveland did score later in the second period and caused a 15-minute delay with over 21,000 bears thrown on the ice, because there were over 15,000 in attendance that day. It was an awesome spectacle, but made funnier by the, honest to goodness, I was watching it, and the, you know, hearing the PA in the background, no goal, stop throwing the bears, right? And then they cut to the mascot, who made an impromptu sign.
Yes.
And it said, no goal, no toss, sincerely, no goal, no toss. Management, you know? It was so good. And we ran it last night on the pregame show and felt we needed to give it to you again today, because that was super fun.
We've had a few unexpected teddy bear toss events this year. So in one of the OHL game, one of the visiting player was upset that they got scored on, and he started throwing the teddy bears back into the crowd. So he got suspended in the OHL. And then we had another game where the goal happened at the side of the net, and everybody was whacking and cross-checking each other. So the goal happens, and then everybody on the ice dropped the gloves and started fighting. The lights are out and the teddy bears are coming on the ice. We're showing it on MSG. But it's like everybody's fighting and the bears are coming on, and the Grinch is on the ice picking up the bears. And I'm like, there's fights going on everywhere. So we've had those two events, and then the one with Rochester and Cleveland, which did not go in. Like, this was a very unique set of circumstances for the teddy bear tosses this year.
Oh, man, this stuff never gets old. It's just
unexpected. See something funny, Duffer, too.
I love it.
About maybe like a 16U or 18U hockey game, youth hockey game, like minor hockey game, that they got to, like, they were in front of the net and something happens and everybody's fighting, everybody's punching each other. Now all of a sudden, the door to the side opens. And one mom steps on the ice and she starts walking towards, like, everybody. And then everybody stopped. Like, that was the way to stop the fight. Like, one mom stepped on the ice and started yelling, hey, Johnny, stop that right now. And everybody stopped. They all looked over like, oh, yeah, there's a lady here. We better stop now. Like, who cares about the referee telling us to stop and or whatever. But the mom stepped on the ice. We're done. Okay, we're good. So the fight ended with a mom stepping on the ice and kind of yelling at everybody to stop.
And 1 year ago, my Christmas gift to you was Stifler's Mom, the band.
Stifler's Mom's concert, yes.
Yep.
100%. And which was still
shortly thereafter, we were in New York City and joined Stifler's Mom Band.
You should message them today. You should message them today because they're Islanders fans.
Oh,
you should say thank you for the Merry Christmas present. They're huge Islanders fans. You have to, Duffer, message them. You have to.
Well, do we want to see them again?
Yes, but I think
they'd love it. Because we were going to get guest listed moving forward.
I think they'd love it. Say, hey, guys, just reminiscing of the concert a year ago. It was awesome. And by the way, thank you for the win last night. Like, just rub it in a little bit. That's awesome.
I need a social media expert. Jeff, are you up for it this afternoon? I mean, you did go to college for it after all. So,
oh, man. Well, if anybody has not seen Stifler's Mom, the band, and you're in the New York area and Long Island area, wintertime, summertime, Google them, go and watch them. It was a two-hour nonstop. They didn't stop it. It's a medley for two straight hours.
13 band members, everybody taking a different lead, all types of music from the 90s. Like, we're talking everything. It was, and my, you know what? Going back to, like, the holiday season, joy, all that, my favorite part of it was you and I don't get a lot of time outside of our little on-screen time that we share. I enjoyed watching you enjoy it so much. Like, I was like, man, this guy knows everything. And
I was in my wheelhouse. I mean, when they started playing like 90s, like, you know, pop and hip hop and then TV songs and, you know, theme songs or whatever, I was gone. I was sweating. I was dancing and singing, and I was sweating. Yes, it was fun.
Okay, so around the NHL, I have to start with this. I've been thinking about you a lot the last couple of days.
Yep.
You can't even hold a Christmas candle or a fireplace candle, frankly, to the back-to-back shutouts by Jacob Markstrom.
Oh.
12 saves on Saturday versus Pittsburgh, 12 saves yesterday versus the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
What year is this? And what have the Devils done to the NHL? They have allowed, on average, 16 shots against over their last seven games.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They also may have broken the New York Rangers. It's official. The Rangers they scratched Chris Kreider, Duffer. They scratched Chris Kreider. Now, let's remember, they scratched Kaapo Kakko, traded him right away after. Yep. And it was like Kaapo Kakko was rumored to be on the move. Chris Kreider has been rumored to be maybe being shot by the New York Rangers. And then they scratched him. And Peter Laviolette, after the game, says, I got to go with you know, the best players that give us the best chance to win. I'm thinking, you're scratching Chris Kreider. Mm-hmm. How do you think that's going to affect your locker room? Like, this is a tough one. Maybe he didn't want to live the Kaapo Kakko lineup sin. It's a lot easier to scratch a young guy than a veteran. So he said, you know what? Let's pick a veteran and let's scratch him. But that was tough. That was tough to watch. He lost 5-0 to the New Jersey Devils in MSG. It wasn't good at all. And look, I know we've had our struggles here in Buffalo, but the New York Rangers, with what the expectations were this year, wasn't like, oh, hopefully they get in the playoffs. It was, they won the President's Trophy last year. Mm-hmm. They are a Stanley Cup favorite this year. And right now they're in a tailspin.
Yeah. 13 losses in the last 17, all in regulation. They basically started the year 12-4 and then went 4-12 prior to yesterday's game. So it's now 4-13. Now sorry for allowing me to even utter this, but in Laviolette's defense, Kreider has not had a great year, obviously, but holy cow, are some of the others also guilty in this mess? Like, look at Zibanejad's numbers, and they do not have.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com.
La 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 la.
DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Shayna was picking this apart before a lot of others were. And yep. Whether it was the defense corps, or whether it was the off-season Trouba talk, or the in-season Drury sharing of a, you know, who's on the block kind of thing, like yep. The delay in getting the Shesterkin deal done. Not that it had to be done. I get it. Like, he's under contract for this. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it became messy real quickly in New York.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it was in New Jersey yesterday. The reason why I thought it was in New York is because I took the train into the city on Sunday and my days all got confused. And I remember coming back to Grand Central and a ton of Rangers fans were there after their loss to Carolina. And it looked very depressing. So my mind was thinking that was yesterday. But yesterday was at the Prudential Center in New Jersey. But you're right. Like, Chris Drury has asserted himself as, look, okay, I'm the GM and president, and, you know, we're going to make some changes. He made a lot of changes inside the organization, not just coaching, trainers, equipment managers. There's was a lot of changes happening inside the organization. They had a really good year last year. They failed to advance, you know, in the playoffs to the Stanley Cup Finals. They were open to get there. Florida beats them. Whatever. Florida wins the cup. Okay, that's good. Now you can take a step forward again this year. It's not happened. And I feel like the game that the Rangers are playing, now they've changed a little bit. They've tried to be better defensively. But coaches usually are scared to make changes defensively because it often will limit your your thinking on offense. It's like you're so worried about how you're going to play defensively that it limits the things that you want to do offensively. And right now, the Rangers are a proof of that. Like, they gave up 5 yesterday. I understand. That's not good defensively. But they have been pretty good defensively of late, but not scoring. They've been losing 2-1, been losing 3-0. It was 3-1, whatever. It was 5-0 yesterday, but they only gave up 29 shots. Jonathan Quick didn't have a good game. And that's what it comes down to at the end, is that they are so worried about their defensive game that they've forgotten how to play offensively, and some of the big guys are not performing.
Right. Quick's first half dozen of this year are a bit of a distant memory right now compared to how it's gone for him as late. And of course, this was a back-to-back for them. Shesterkin had played very well the day before.
Yeah.
It was a game star, but they lost to Carolina. So on and on it goes for the Rangers. The Jets finally got a little revenge on the Maple Leafs. They pummeled them yesterday 5-2 thanks to a Scheifele hat trick and Kyle Connor scoring a couple.
Mark Scheifele not on Team Canada.
Okay. There's still room for change. Bruins beat the Caps. The Blues blanked the Red Wings 4-0. The Lightning did the same to the Panthers, which gets us to Kucherov and Tkachuk.
Yes.
Was this, in fact, a collision of the two dirtiest superstars in the game today?
Not the two. Well, yeah, okay, like, superstars, yes.
Sneaky dirty Kucherov's that sneaky. People get reminded every time, like, oh,
and
this
Tkachuk
guy
is obviously sneaky. Right. But, okay, so I will give you my take on this hit.
Okay.
The NHL has allowed those type of hits to go unpunished because they feel like a player like Kucherov, who is leaning with his knee forwards, not sideways, forward to be able to deliver a hit, if he stays straight giving the hit, it is not on the hitter, it's more on the player receiving the hit to not have your leg extended that way, right? And they've been consistent. Guys do not get suspended. They get penalized on the play because the referee has to make a decision really quickly, but they don't get suspended. I hate the knee forward type of hit. I understand that that's a natural motion. You're pushing with your left leg. Your right leg goes forward. You want to go with the shoulder. You want to give a hit. But when you look at it, Kucherov never waved from the line. He stayed on that same line. His leg didn't go 6 inches to the right, a foot to the right. It didn't extend the knee. He was going for Tkachuk. Tkachuk's right leg stayed out a little longer, and Kucherov followed through, but on that same line. There's not going to be any discipline on that. I hate those hits. They're very dangerous, but we've seen that over and over again now. When you go forward with your knee, you don't get suspended.
Well, obviously, it ended up being... there's just... If you love intense rivalries, there's so much to salivate over from last night, from that incident, from their back-to-back, from their 4 to 5 years running now since that ridiculous playoff series where everyone, including Sam Bennett, was trying to kill everybody else, right? But the thing is, the Kucherov-Tkachuk thing happens less than a minute after the Lightning took a 3-0 lead. And John Cooper probably hates the fact that the Panthers are the reigning Stanley Cup champions, right? Yeah. And vice versa. This rivalry is so good. It's so good. And then it just went up another notch last night. And
Sabres, Jonas Johansson.
Great shutout. Amazing, saves within it. Yeah. So
it's not been a great year for him, and they've played Vasilevskiy a ton, and now maybe that's going to allow them to say, okay, we got to ease up on Vasilevskiy. But good for Jonas Johansson to be able to get that done. There was another rivalry of some sort that started to brew yesterday, and it's not a rivalry that I would think of, but it's this Montreal Canadiens, or more Patrick Laine versus the Columbus Blue Jackets. Mm-hmm. Laine came out yesterday morning basically saying, you know what? The team quit on me. It's hard when every year you're losing and the team doesn't help you and doesn't support you. And he was pretty direct. And I was very shocked that Patrick Laine used that time and those words. Like, I'm like, okay, let's move on. But maybe that was part of his journey and he wanted to make a statement. And Columbus wins. Montreal has had a good last few games here, but Columbus wins. And after the game, like, a guy like Zach Werenski says, that's disappointing. Like, we were really good teammates to Patrick Laine.
I think he said BS.
What's that?
He said it's BS. He didn't say it's disappointing.
Yeah. Well, I'm using radio language.
So much.
So that's kind of like brewing a little bit now. And as a teammate, as a guy that's in the room, you know, if I felt like I did everything I could for somebody on the human side, yep. And then, you know, a year later, 6 months later, 8 months later, he comes out and he says that. I'd be like, listen, I was there for you, man. But I felt like that was personal yesterday.
Relationships are tough. being human is not easy. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more Christmas-themed things when we continue on yes. Sabres Live. Feel the heat from that fireplace to the max. Let's go.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.